explaining to the territorial defense units and the security services of Ukraine on the ground that this accreditation means. Also providing all possible assistance to the work of Ukrainian journalists on a par with foreign media. Can you talk about, and signed by dozens of reporters?
So actually, I mean, I was not involved in drawing that up. I was really trying to use my platform to amplify the voices of Ukrainian journalists. I think it's, you know, it's really important that their work on the, you know, forefront of reporting this conflict in their own country is recognized. So I think probably I'm not the best person to speak about the petition, just in the sense that I wasn't involved in drawing it up. But certainly, you know, always in conflict zones, it's important to make sure that that everybody understands and recognizes the work of journalists, and that there's a clear accreditation system, so it's easy for us to, you know, prove who we are, that we're genuine journalists, and that we're doing our job.
And I wanted to ask you, last night on PBS was one of the few interviews that's been held with a spokesman for Russia's President Putin about Russia's role in the war. And Judy Woodruff asked the spokesman about this issue of the targeting of cities. He denied it. He claimed that, and we've heard this before in other wars, including the United States, that the Ukrainian soldiers were using civilian facilities for sniper attacks and for other attacks on Russian troops. Any evidence of that you saw? What was the role of the Ukrainian military in the period that you were there in Kharkiv?
So I can say in the civilian neighborhoods where I personally was and where I witnessed, you know, as I said, very extensive deaths from shelling, where there was a death, or six deaths, particularly in one neighborhood, I didn't see any military presence at all of any kind. I mean, there were checkpoints in the city at sort of key junctions and things like that. So clearly there was a military presence in the city, but certainly in the areas that I visited where I saw, you know, damage and destruction. And I'd like to say at this point, I also went to visit the hospital in Kharkiv, or one of the many hospitals where, of course, as we've seen, there's been dozens of attacks on healthcare facilities across Ukraine in this war. You know, perhaps most infamously the bombing of the maternity hospital in Mariupol, but doctors in hospitals are extremely frightened of being targeted because they're, or at least of being hit. Of course, Russia says they're not being targeted, but they're certainly being hit. Many of them didn't want to give interviews. They said they were torn between the desire to show the world what was happening to the civilians that they're treating, and their fear that talking about it publicly might put their patients at risk by making them a profile. And that's, you know, a really terrible, terrible thing to hear, you know. And the hospital we went to, there was shelling very close. The doctors and nurses had moved in at the beginning of the war and not left because of the intensity of the fighting and because of the curfew in the city. They were living there around the clock to treat their patients. You know, they said, if we go home and it's curfew and there's a big attack and a lot of patients come in, who's going to look after them? And, you know, the people we met there were the people who'd been affected by the shelling, by the war, were certainly civilians. You know, for instance, an 18-year-old girl who was at home when their building, actually the building next door to them, was hit by something very large, so it affected their building. She refused to leave her apartment because her 93-year-old, I believe, grandfather, certainly a very elderly grandfather, was a double amputee. He couldn't easily get down to the basement bomb shelter. You know, I think, you know, everybody can understand that very human desire to be with your loved ones, not to leave them alone. And when the force of the explosion hit it, it picked up a door, it tore it off its hinges, and it slammed it into her face.
We have 5 seconds. Emma, we want to thank you for being with us. Emma Graham Harrison works for The Guardian. We'll link to her recent coverage from Kharkiv. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez.
I drive my bus in a busy city. That's why road safety is so important to me. I know that I must slow down and be extra careful when I make a wide turn. Buses need more room than cars. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're driving, remember to give buses plenty of time and space to finish turning before driving ahead. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hey, I'm Mando Richard from WRCT's Wednesday Folk Show, Whiskey Before Breakfast. On Friday, December 31st at 11 p.m., Pittsburgh musician Art Lindsay will join me for WRCT's third annual Hank Williams tribute. We like to remember Hank Williams on New Year's because in the wee hours of the morning on January 1st, 1953, Hank Williams passed away in the back of an automobile from way too much whiskey, quote, vitamins, unquote, and drugs consumed before, during, and after breakfast. Art and I will sample some of the thousands of recordings Hank made in a national career that spanned just 6 years, and this year we'll also explore a little bit of Hank Williams' legacy. So turn down the sound on whatever tripes on the tube and tune in to WRCT's annual Hank Williams Tribute, Friday, December 31st at 11 p.m. at 88.3 FM, Pittsburgh, or streaming from WRCT.org.
It's the Viva La Mock radio program. Before we get into the Midnight Mock, I do want to remind you that Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records is what? It's a record store. And where's it located? Millvale. It's open 7 days a week, and it provides new and used records and CDs. From metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between, Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music that you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs. With no collection too big, no collection too small, you can visit Attic Records today in Millvale or just call them up at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need. We have a Bats Mock to get into, so let me put some Bats music in the background. I was going to say Bats ground, but it didn't work. I was going to try, at least. The Bats, just so you are aware, a four-piece out of New Zealand, formed back in 1982. What's great is they've gone on hiatus and come back like a lot of bands do, but still with the same four original members. That's Malcolm Grant on drums, Paul Kane on bass, Kay Woodward on lead guitar and rhythm guitar and vocals, Robert Scott, who was also post-Bats, had the band The Clean, which I played earlier. So I'm like, let's do a Bats mock tonight. That's what we're going to do. So we are starting off said Bats mock with the singer-songwriter Barbara Manning here on the Viva La Mock radio program.
Try city is bound. Making her plan, she stumbles around. Smoking her wings and drying her eyes. She goes to the wall in bitter disguise. Thank you.
walk down the street that you used to know, and then to the park where you don't go. The marks that you make on your little path that lead home, straight to your door. So you go out one darkened day along the creek where you used to play, but not anymore, they're telling you to go home. Straight to your bed they go around, straight to your bed. The boogeyman is gonna get you, he'll tie you up where you don't want to. Oh no, oh no.
Think it over, what's in your head? You know just why. It's in your head, it's over. It's all in your head that it's over. It's all in your head. It's all in your head.
The night is down and you're walking home. You are safe although you're
Thanks. song is called Miss These Things by The Bat. This one's dedicated to Robert Scott. So now it goes back to the start.
It would never be the same.
That's a Vomit Launch, wrapping up that set of music for the mock of the Bats. Little Kiwi Pop. If you have not figured out what Kiwi Pop is, that basically is a prime example, each and every one of those songs in their own incarnation. Vomit Launch doing Block of Wood, which I can safely say my favorite Bat song of all time is the original version of that. Before the Vomit Launch, how about, I just like saying Vomit Launch, Sam Bassador doing Claudine from their Coastal Affairs album. Also from Cincinnati, Ohio, Sorry Eric doing a version of Miss These Things. Went back to 1981 from the Birthday Party for a non-Bat song, but Bats in the theme, and their song Release the Bats. The Wellington International Ukulele Orchestra gave us their version of the song you hear in the background, Boogeyman. Rose Melberg gave us her version of Mastery, also played the Wooden Birds doing Afternoon in Bed and start off the entire set from the One Perfect Green Blanket album from Barbara Manning. And the Bats smoking her wings, wrapping up that set of music. Also, if you're taking notes, and I apologize, I actually don't think I wrapped up the other set of music because I got sidetracked after I talked about that Kinks. You go to my playlist online at wrct.org if I ever forget to do that, because my brain doesn't always work well. Click on schedule, find the Viva La Mock radio program. You'll find every song I play on every show I do archived there. But before that, Kinks, I actually played something by My Little Brother, some new music from them. The Baseball Project, because I wanted to tell you this. The Baseball Project, I played the song The Day Doc Went Hunting Heads, because Doc Ellis actually passed away on this day now. I'm talking about the 19th of December. Yeah, Doc Ellis passed away on the 19th of December. 2008. That's what it was. I knew there was a date in there. Start the entire set with Joe Stalin's Cadillac from Camper Van Beethoven, because he was born on the 18th of December. As I said, pre that song. In 1878, I believe, was the year I told you. That was it. Gets me here. Where we are. We are half past, just a shy over that, but we're almost 31 minutes past. Well, we are 31 minutes past the midnight hour, which means we got about 29 minutes of music left to play before my show is over. Don't forget, next week it's a Christmas, complete Christmas show, and I'm going to try to jump in and out all day long if they'll let me. But how about getting back into more music? Got 29 minutes left in this radio program. Lamal celebrating a birthday today, 62 years old. And I'm like, hey, Moxer, what should I play? Some Lamal, should I? Like, should I play Never Ending Story? And the answer was quickly, no. No, I should not. I should not. But let's go back to their 83 release. Their debut, White Feathers, for the hits. The big hits. It's Kaja Goo Goo here. Too Shy on the Viva La Mock radio program. Move a little.
I saw you standing hand in hand, but now you come to me a solitary man.
Is kept clean, and there's two white horses following me. There's two white horses following me. I got two white horses following me, and they're waiting on my dying ground. Yeah. Did you ever hear that coffin sound? Did you ever hear that coffin sound? Did you ever hear that coffin sound? Means another poor boy is on the ground. And did you ever hear that church bell toll? Did you ever hear that church bell toll? Did you ever hear that church bell toll? Means another poor boy is dead and gone. Now I believe what the Bible told. There's one last favor I ask for you. There's one last favor I ask for you. That's the one last favor I ask for you. You see that my grave is kept clean. You see that my grave is kept clean.
From their 1988 Ghost Stories album, that's the Dream Syndicate doing a song that's credited many times to Blind Lemon Jefferson, who actually passed away on this day back in 1929 at the age of 36 with See That My Grave Is Kept Clean. Also in that set of music, how about some Asia? Why not? Went back to their second album, Alpha, because the smile has left your eyes. It has. Hey, I'm going to tell you, first three Asia albums, love them. My brother owned them, and I wish he would have given them to me before he did whatever he did with them. But, hey, you know what? I can only just live in the past. Speaking of living in the past, some Santana in there from 1982. I'll call it a minor hit of his. Maybe it was a major hit because, you know, it was the 80s, and I can't tell you any other Santana hits. With Hold On, which I learned literally minutes ago, was a cover. Didn't realize that. Originally done back in 1981 by a Canadian singer-songwriter, Ian Thomas, but covered in 1982 by Santana. And start off the entire set to celebrating a birthday. Who? Lamal. Kajagoogoo. Celebrating a birthday. Not Kajagoogoo. Lamal is 62 years old today. Wrapping up to where we are. We got about 12 minutes left in this set of music, or this radio program, I should say. So I got to tell you some things like, for example, right now, millions of kids up to the age of 19 are eligible for free or low cost health insurance through Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program. Your child could be one of them. In fact, children in a family of four earning $48,600, I should word it that way, a year or more actually may qualify. Regular checkups, immunizations, doctors and dentist visits, hospital cares, mental health services, prescriptions, and so much more are covered. It's a helping hand for parents with their hands full. For more information or to enroll, go to healthcare.gov. Again, that's healthcare.gov. And don't forget that Doug Goffis gives you his golden oldies each and every Saturday afternoon at 3 p.m. right here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, and the Westmoreland Clean Ways and Recycling Program has received a grant to expand their facility to process any and all types of foam mark number 6. Those are clean plates, bowls, clamshells, egg cartons, trays, that block packaging you get with like electronics and furniture, all that good stuff recyclable through this grant made possible from the Foam Recycling Coalition. Take it to the WCR drop-off center at 355 Pleasant Unity Mutual Road in Greensburg. For more information, call them up at 724-879-4020 or online, just visit them, westmorelandcleanways.org. Got to wrap up one more set of music before my night's over. It was 40 years ago today. Lily Tomlin, Jane Fonda wrapped up Dabney Coleman. Stumble to the kitchen for with Dolly Parton. A cup of ambition and yawn and 9 to 5 was released. Dolly's actually credited on this song as playing the nails. What is that? Playing her fingernails. It's a true story. It's 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind.
Just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living.
late, great Kirstie McCall wrapping up a Viva La Mock radio program. It was actually 20 years ago this weekend we lost Kirstie McCall to a tragic boating accident at the age of 41. Before the Kirstie McCall, I'm going to say it's Kay Dansburg and Sean McPherson, but it could be Kai Dansburg, and I'm going to have to verify this because it's K-A-I is how she spells her name. But their song with the Day Before Christmas from the Yuletide Wave compilation that recently came out. Don't forget, next weekend, the Mockster's playing only Christmas music, and I'm gonna see if I can do it throughout the day. So just tune in on Christmas Day to WRCT, and if it's not Zombo or some other regularly showed scheduled program, it might be the Mockster playing you some Christmas songs. And I start out the entire set there with Miss Dolly Parton. It's been 40 years ago today that the movie 9 to 5 debuted, so played some 9 to 5 for you. Hey, that's the Viva La Mock radio program. I appreciate you listening each and every Friday evening. I will catch you next weekend, next Friday, for a special Christmas edition of the Viva La Mock radio show.
WRCT.
WRCT.
Pittsburgh. We own
everything.
And your soul is next.
We don't actually have the legal documentation to back that up.
This is Sean Watson. You're listening to A Minute Pause. And this week we have my Massive Music Weekend replays, as well as a whole new show for you. But first, your eyes are the windows to your health. When was the last time you had them examined? Millions of Americans have common vision problems that can be easily corrected. Find a window of time to schedule an eye exam today. For more information, visit www.nei.nih.gov/healthy-eyes. A message from the National Eye Institute at the National Institutes of Health and WRCT Pittsburgh. Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. Attic Records has new releases and music of other eras. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big or small. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get the music. My first Massive Music replay is Deep Purple. If you enjoy Deep Purple, you might also like Courts in Session. Join your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for an hour and a half of rock and roll, country, and soul with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artists. Thursdays at 8, only on WRCT. Yeah, so once again, one of the artists I did on Massive Music Weekend was Deep Purple. I'm going to do the extended portion of the Deep Purple set first. So some songs that I didn't get to play on Massive Music Weekend, the actual half hour replay of Massive Music Weekend is coming up later in this hour. But I'm going to start off with a record I recently picked up, a UK press of Deep Purple in concert. So I did not play Highway Star as part of my Massive Music Weekend. Highway Star will be the first song. Strange Kind of Woman is the next song. After that, you're going to hear Lazy and a track called Never Before, all live from 1972. I believe it was done for a BBC radio concert. So here is Deep Purple live from 1972. Thank you.
machine. They got everything.